Sister Nora, the floor is now yours again.
Okay, I'm coming on as coming on as the messenger today, and I'd like to ask all of you just for a moment. I want you to think of something that every time you do it or every time you think of it, that you smile. Something that you think of, something, or it may be a person, it may be an event that happened in your life, but I want you to just think about something that every time you it comes to your mind, that it makes you smile. Okay, now that if you're still thinking about it, you could think about it throughout the message, but I want you to come up with something. The title of my message is, You Will Always Be Okay. And I like to start by reading Romans chapter 8 and three different verses, verse 18, 26, and verse 28. Verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Verse 26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And verse 28, one we are very familiar with, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Seeking perspective and not perfection is something I looked at the other day, and I'm like, okay, let me understand what they're trying to say. And in short, seeking perspective and not perfection is something that the reason the question came to my mind was, I thought we were trying to be perfect. I thought we were trying to be perfect, but God says something different. Let's think about the challenges that will happen and difficult times that will arise, because both the dark and the light are important parts of human experiences. But when you recognize that moments of difficulty will come to pass, and that mostly life is quite beautiful in its extremes, you become happier. Nurturing this perspective can help you find the bright side of tough situations and feel more positive about current or past experiences. And in Timothy, it states that God, who saved us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus. And it also says in Ephesians 3, 16 and 17, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. This will help us to cultivate our happiness. When we cultivate our happiness, happiness is a conscious choice that lights a fire within and fans a fire outward. It's not something that you can acquire from others or discover outside of yourself. Now, what makes you happy? You know that. What makes you feel lighter? You know that burden that you may carry around sometimes? What makes you feel lighter to get rid of that burden? You know the answer to that too. What experiences make the time seem to just fly by? You know how sometimes we'll say, wow, I didn't know time just passed by so fast. I was having so much fun. Do more of these things and do them often. Seek out experiences that set your soul on fire. Cultivate happiness daily in small ways. A happy life is simply all of those smaller happy moments that are combined. So in cultivating your happiness, I want you to think in terms of what David said in Psalms 143:10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me to level ground. Because all of this will get us to the next level of focusing on positive thinking. Focusing on positivity is so important because choosing to change your focus is a powerful way of transforming a situation. Think about it. Focusing on the positive does not mean that you are denying reality or even avoiding what isn't working. You're not doing that when you're focusing on positive. But it simply allows you to work from a grounded place in order to make the most informed decisions from a less emotional place of clarity. A shift in perspective changes everything. Everything. When you're experiencing difficulties, try shifting your perspective to positivity and see what happens. I have a lot of love for my children. I love my children like you couldn't believe. I love my grandchildren. Oh my God, I love them. I didn't think I could love anybody any more than I love my children. But I love my children, I love my grandchildren. And sometimes I have to go to that happy place thinking about them and some things that they do and some of the things that they said and some of the ways that they phrase things to make me feel happy. And it changes my perspective on maybe something that might not be going right in my life. And it puts me in that calm situation. So shifting your perspective to positivity, see what happens. It says in Psalms, as David has stated, Psalm 16:11, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Because all of this gets us to the bottom line. And the bottom line is the top line that we started with. You will always be okay. And I didn't know how to stress the word, so I will give it to you to say. You can say it over and over again. You will always be okay, but you can stress the word you. You can put the emphasis on the word will. You can put the emphasis on the word always. You can put the emphasis on the word be, and you can put the emphasis on the word okay, and it will all be powerful. Being okay doesn't mean that life will be perfect, though, nor does it presume that everything will turn out better than before. It simply means that you will eventually make it back to a place of equilibrium, because whatever you are currently experiencing or feeling is temporary. This too shall pass. We know that phrase very well. This too shall pass. And if you don't understand it by my saying it right this moment, just think about something that was going on in your life some time ago. It's past. This too shall pass, as everything does. Even if things turn out differently than you expected, take some solace in knowing that you will always be okay. Even if you are different than before. Because as Paul stated in 2 Corinthians 12:9, he said that Jesus told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And in Isaiah 41:10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you." I will uphold you with my righteous hand, right hand. We have to take those words as serious as they are written, and we have to believe them in all with all our conviction and heart. I would like to leave you with this, and I know you will appreciate my reading it over my singing, trying to sing it. Trust in him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Just build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You will always be okay. And every time something occurs that has you down, depressed, distressed, not happy, sad, whatever the case may be, that thing I told you to think about and smile about, think about it. Put that in the forefront. Put that where you need to put it. Write it on a sheet of paper, put it on the wall, put it next to your computer, put it somewhere next to the bed, wherever you need to, whenever you need to be reminded of something to smile about. Because the longer you keep a negative feeling in your body, the less time you have to be happy. You will always be okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Nora. Anyone want to share any words of encouragement to Sister Nora for that awesome lesson? Please do so at this time.
I usually try to give other people a chance to be first, but I'm going to take this opportunity to say, Nora, well done. And God has a purpose for everything that happens. And we're just so thankful that you stepped in the gap and your message was outstanding. You did it as of yesterday. So I just love you for that. I do. I just love you. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Nora, for that message. That's very uplifting and I needed that for today. So it was an outstanding message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sister Nora, this is Sister Moulton. I haven't seen or heard you in several years, but I enjoyed your message today.
Sister Moulton, how are you?
I'm doing just well, but you brought joy to my heart. I always think of a baby. A baby always makes me smile, and your lesson today was very, very encouraging. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours, too. When they said Nora Cash, I said, I know that lady.
Sister Nora, thank you so much. Thank you. I keep mine in my head. That's my peace of mind. That's my happy place, my peace of mind.
Thank you.
You're going to always think positive if you can keep peace of mind. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sister Nora, I just love how your voice is so soothing. And your voice made the message so much more powerful because of how you presented it. It was right on time. I needed that. And thank you, Sister Nora. Thank you.
Thank you.
I echo the same, Sister Nora, and loved your words of inspiration. Patience is a virtue, and knowing that you will always be okay is a godsend. So it was timely, and I appreciated it and appreciated you for how you presented that lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sister Dale, and when you say it, you emphasize when we say, I will always be okay. I just picked up this article that said, change your words and you change your life. So Amen. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Indeed. And then we have several in the chat. I'm going to read them because, again, it was just such a great and positive message. Sister Miller says, wow, thank you for that wonderful message. I love being positive. And Sister McRae, message was powerful. Sister Felicia, what a blessing. Thank you for the message. It was on time and the Holy Spirit filled. So needed and appreciated. And of course, from Sister Melba, awesome message. And thank you. Again, you've just confirmed, you know, it's okay to be okay. It's yes. okay to feel positive in the midst of a storm. You just really shed some light for us in regards to that. And we're going to get through it. We're going to get yes. through this. And just making sure that we try to keep our mindset in that focus, that we're going to be okay, that he is with us always, that his grace is sufficient. We just have to keep those keywords in mind, especially when we're going through things. So, and the fact that you said, and this is, I had to write it down, that God's power is perfect in weakness. Yes. Oh my gosh. So yes. when I'm weak, I'm powerful. It's yes. hard to, it's hard to grasp that as a human. It's hard. But as a child of God, I need to reprogram my thinking. Right. I thank you for that.
And can I just say one more thing too? Like, Sister Felicia, you're saying that the message was Holy Spirit filled, and it truly was. But Sister Felicia, the message that you brought on Saturday at the Ladies Day for Mount Vernon Church of Christ, oh man, sis, thank you so much for that as well. It was right on time and it was powerful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Penelope.